This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Better stock up on the Tums.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Wall Street isn't the best place to be right now if you have a queasy stomach. After the huge drop on Thursday and Friday, stocks rebounded right off the bat this morning. That was 20 minutes ago. Then they went back down again, and now they're flat. The Dow is down 4 points to 13,260. The NASDAQ hasn't moved, 2562. The S&P 500 is up less than a point. Hugh Johnson runs a money management group in Albany, New York. Hugh, how are you feeling this morning?
Well, I think the one thing anyone would expect is that you'd have some sort of a rebound or a recovery in stock prices. There are a lot of investors that believe that the decline that we saw last week simply set up an opportunity to buy stocks at what they would take to be very, very attractive levels. So ordinarily, when you get declines of that magnitude, it's not just straight down. We have rallies, bounces, recoveries along the way.
Yeah, so you're sort of suggesting maybe market volatility for a while here?
I think market volatility, and I think it's very tough to try to forecast what the ultimate outcome is going to be. The real question, we know things have changed in the credit markets. We know that it's basically tougher to get a loan from a bank, whether it's for a mortgage or you name it. And the real question is, what's that mean for the economy in the third and fourth quarters of this year and in 2008?
Okay, Hugh, thanks for your input.
Okay.
Hugh Johnson is chief economist at Johnson Illington Advisors. The diabetes drug Avandia might not be on the pharmacy shelf much longer. Today, an FDA scientist said Avandia should be taken off the market. Dr. David Graham says the drug increases the risk of heart problems, but a rival called Actos does not. This would be a huge blow to Avandia's maker, GlaxoSmithKline, but it's not Graham's decision. A whole panel will give its recommendation today. The printing industry is upset with Adobe. A new feature in Adobe software allows you to send PDF files directly to FedEx Kinko's for printing and delivery. You can imagine how other printers feel about that. Here's Jeremy Hobson.
The printing industry raked in more than $87 billion last year. It's big business and it's growing. So deals like the one between FedEx Kinko's and Adobe are a big deal. Joe Truncale is president of the National Association for Printing Leadership, which represents more than 3,000 printing companies. He says Adobe's move puts the industry in a jam.
What they've essentially done is struck an accord with one customer, which on the surface is certainly their right to do. In doing that, they've upset literally tens of thousands of their other customers.
Truncale says having a lock on the PDF market is substantial in the printing business. FedEx Kinko's wouldn't comment beyond a brief statement. Here's company spokesman Randy Scarborough.
We value this alliance and believe it provides a simple printing option for many users of Adobe Reader.
No word yet from Adobe. The company will address the issue Wednesday. I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
SUVs and fuel economy usually don't wind up in the same sentence. But GM's coming out with a couple new hybrids that could change that. The hybrid Tahoe and Yukon will get better mileage not only in the city, but also on the highway. Marketplace's Janet Babin reports from North Carolina Public Radio.
Hybrids like the Prius can really save drivers gas money during city trips. But once they're on the highway, their gas motors kick in and limit fuel savings. But the new Tahoe and Yukon hybrids get around that problem with a dual system, so drivers can access the electric motor no matter what kind of driving they're doing. GM may have come late to the hybrid party, but Peter DiLorenzo with AutoExtremist.com says the new SUV hybrids could collectively save more fuel than passenger car hybrids.
It delivers a significant increase in mileage in these full-size vehicles, which will be used in all kinds of other vehicles going forward, delivery trucks, transportation vehicles.
GM says the Tahoe improves fuel economy by 40% over the conventional version. No word yet on how much the SUV hybrids will cost. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Now I want to talk about Wall Street's police force. For a long time, the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ have had separate regulatory oversight. But today that changes. Jill Barshay has more.
The NYSE and the NASDAQ are still separate exchanges, but now their watchdogs are one. The Financial Industry Regulatory Authority is the new group responsible for overseeing the brokers who trade stocks and the investment banks that underwrite them. Mary Shapiro is the CEO of FINRA. She says investors shouldn't worry that there will be less oversight of Wall Street.
We're not laying off any staff, so we will have just as many eyeballs on Monday as we had on Friday.
Investors can now go to only one arbitration panel to resolve disputes. But Shapiro says she plans to give investors access to better information.
We'd like to be able to put fee and expense information and basic information about all mutual funds in one place, free to the public.
Existing sites like the NASD one for checking out your broker's record can now be found at www.finra.org. In New York, I'm Jill Barshay for Marketplace.
Today, the cost of becoming a legal U.S. citizen nearly triples. The immigration fee was $395. Now it's more than $1,000. The government says the extra money will pay for more staff, a new computer system, better offices. But that's a pretty steep increase, especially for people who often struggle to get by. From our America's desk at WLRN, here's Dan Gretsch.
Diego Villa shows up Thursday afternoon at an immigration advocacy center in Miami. He doesn't have an appointment, but he asked to see paralegal Carolina Herrera anyway. So he's here with money.
He just came up to the lobby and he said, oh, I have everything ready. Can you do my application?
Villa is one of thousands of legal immigrants rushing to get their paperwork in order before the fee hike. He's carrying two checks. One's a money order for $320, the balance due on his residency paperwork. The other's the $10,000 settlement from a workers' compensation lawsuit. No bank will cash the check until Villa's paperwork's in order. He says in a few months, he'll achieve his American dream, to have his residency. The new fees will raise more than $1 billion a year, nearly double what Citizenship and Immigration Services currently collects.
This is an astronomical, a quantum increase.
That's Cheryl Little. She directs the Florida Immigrant Advocacy Center, which offers free legal help to recent arrivals.
What we're doing is creating a second wall, and we're preventing many hardworking immigrants who've played by the rules, who've done everything we've asked them to do, from achieving the American dream.
My name is Fran Morejon, and I'm from Cuba.
Morejon left the communist island 8 months ago in search of freedom. So far, he's found mostly bills.
You must pay your rent, your car, your insurance, your Medicaid, your food. It's not easy to save that money.
He says it'll take him months to scrape together $1,000 for his residency fee. In Miami, I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.